What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
It's working.
Thanks for coming all this way, Ben. Didn't work, but fucking thanks.
Yeah, thanks for rolling that red carpet for me.
Fucking, yeah, mate.
This new light I was hearing about. We're back to fucking day dot.
Yeah, you've got the fucking potato and gravy mic.
Potato and gravy mic?
Yeah, yeah, have
Mitch,
a look.
Mitch got potato and gravy in it, in the top.
In the top.
Is that just to help encourage me to keep it close to my mouth?
Yeah.
Nah, thanks for having me, boys. What's been happening? Anything exciting?
Oh, fucking busy, man. Lots.
Yeah?
Me and Ethan been moving and shaking. Fucking doing shows.
Yeah.
Fingering backpackers.
No.
No?
No, I haven't.
Still
done
haven't
any of that.
Been able to finger a backpacker yet.
No. You'd think I would have, but hasn't happened.
Have you tried roofieing them?
No. You got any?
No, the world's greatest comics roofie, mate.
A Cosby for Mitch, method. A roofie is potato and gravy.
Food coma.
Yeah, dude.
You give him one of them, you can have whatever you want.
I had Macca's on the way here. Food coma about 30 minutes in. So,
did you?
Yeah.
Just got to find yourself a hungry fat girl, mate. And
I've got one. She's not fat, though.
Jesus.
She's hungry. And she's a girl.
She's a girl. She reached 2 out of 3. We're
nearly,
not talking about
nearly
you.
Nearly fucking threw her under the bus then.
The bus wouldn't run her over.
No, your digits are properly moisturized, mate. We're talking about Ethan at the moment.
Who are we talking about?
Tanya.
Oh, your wife. Oh,
my
fuck.
Wife.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't mean to call her fat.
You just called your wife fat on a podcast.
I didn't. I said she's two of those things.
Clip that.
She's hungry.
So. The shows just are running. How are they going?
The shows?
Yeah, what shows are we talking?
The new material night and the fucking talent show.
Oh, yeah. How are they going? Are they growing or?
Not growing.
Not growing?
We're getting better at putting them on, though.
Yeah, the last one was Origin. Origin night.
Oh, how'd that go?
Yeah, not great.
Not great?
Bit of a shit show. Bit hard to
it's
sell
it. It's hard to compete with Origin.
Yeah.
Hard to sell it, but the show itself was good.
I also, the weekend before, like, I've been flyering for those shows after the showcases on a Friday, Saturday, but I just did the open shift and then left. Went out to yours for Tanya's birthday. Friday, I had some other shit on. So, yeah, there was less flyers. I didn't hand out all the flyers that I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's helping. Like, that's getting people in the door for those shows. Yeah. Flyering properly, like, well in advance to let people know that it's on. So that's been good. But, I'm trying to figure out other methods to get people in. Don't know what I have to do, but...
Crowd or axe or both?
Crowd what? Reacts?
No, crowd or axe.
Or like, axe. Yeah, both at this stage.
Both at this stage.
Yeah.
Is this just a talent show? Like, New Material Night's going well? Or?
Yeah, New Material Night gets people.
Yeah,
because
nice.
It's for comedy, so they know.
And it's selective as well, so people feel special when they're picked.
Yeah.
So it's all about making us feel special.
Yeah, you got to fucking cup the balls a little bit, you know. Fucking really work it.
Yep.
Oh, if anyone's the man for the job, Mitch.
Yeah, mate.
It's you, baby.
Good at eating. If there's one thing I can do, it's eat.
And cup the balls.
And cup the balls.
Many a shit comic around Newcastle will make him feel better.
Yeah, mate.
He's never cut.
Please come
balls.
Back. We need newbies.
Yeah, I know. That's because you never fucking made me work for it.
Yeah. You like a challenge. You want a bit of hard to get.
Yeah.
I just keep whipping them out on you.
Yeah.
Go away.
You, so you had a, would you say it's national tour with Buttsy?
No, oh, two states I ended up doing.
Two states?
We don't know all the capitals in November, so national then.
National then.
Yeah. I only did. What did I do? 6 shows up Queensland and a couple around New South Wales. So.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking sick.
Big fucking venues too.
Yeah, the biggest one I think was 1,200 in Townsville.
Mm.
And other than that, they normally around the 600 mark kind of thing. So
that's the size of the venue or how many crowd?
It's how many crowd.
Yeah, okay.
So
1,200 crowd in Townsville.
1,200 crowd was sick.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's nuts, dude. The fucking, what do you call it? The Civic for the comedy festival gala. Like that sold out this weekend.
Yeah.
But I think it's only...
Oh, nice.
It's like 1450.
The Civic?
Yeah, the Civic. the main room in the
city. I thought it was closer to the two.
That's 1450. I looked it up last night.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Because I thought like 1500, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we're doing the Civic or the next theatre for Newcastle show, but
yeah,
we'll see which one it is.
He wants to do a show in Newey.
He's doing one in Newey.
Okay.
I've got the date for it and everything, but yeah, it's I think he's tossing up between the Civic and the next theatre, because I think the next holds like slightly less, but they charge a shitload less. So
yeah,
apparently the Civic's fucking crazy expensive.
They do bend over, yeah.
So.
Mm.
But yeah, no, that's been pretty fucking sick. Very lucky.
That'd be mad if you got to the Civic through Butsy, opening for him at the Civic.
Yeah,
because then you've done it.
Then I'm done. Then the Civic.
You'd be like, "Fuck you and your comedy festival."
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need your shit.
I'm kind of hoping, it's
and I'm going to get paid. Happy days.
I'm kind of hoping it's the Civic just so I can say I've done the Civic. But yeah, mate, at the end of the day, I'll go wherever. It's fucking.
Yeah, you'll do the Civic or a back alley. It doesn't.
Yeah, that's it.
Doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, we're not selective, man.
That's the thing. Like, you know, let's not get too lost.
It's more about just being able to call women whores in various places for men.
Exactly right.
Like, you'll find me screaming at various locations. Yeah, sometimes
that's what it's all about.
People.
I just want a chance to call women whores, fucking nationwide. That's why I got into comedy.
Yeah,
I was like, how can I do this?
Hey, man, that's pretty sexist, bro.
Oh, well. Yeah. Close your fucking buttholes.
Yeah, fucking hell, cunt. I thought you were a comedian.
Nah. Not a good one.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, don't get lost in the grandeur of it all. Like, if I don't go, no one's like, where's Ben? Like, they're just like, oh, we're here to see Butsy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
None of it's for fucking me.
Other come get your boys
sold
booked.
Three tickets, so, you know.
Come get your boys booked.
Your boys.
Us.
With yous.
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah, if yous do the Civic, get us booked as openers as well.
I can try.
We'll be able to brag on the podcast.
You did one gig with it, the Bradford, where I ate shit. Yeah, I'll get those guys on.
At least he knows we're a safe bet.
True.
True.
Yeah, I think with that crowd, we'd all be safe bets, but Ben's the man. Ben's been putting the fucking work in. So he's
Ben got lucky.
His rewards.
That's all it is. Ben
nah,
got lucky.
Fucking
Ben
help your boys.
No, you fucking, you're the one that hit him up and said, "I fucking love you," and you cup the balls.
I cup the balls hard, but no. I hit up his producer, and his producer fucking flicked it over to Butsy.
Yeah, nice.
And then from there,
yeah,
I cup the
but
balls.
You fucking you did the work. You put yourself out there.
Yeah, well,
it's like I said, no luck involved, brother. You fucking.
It was a bit of luck though. Like let's.
No, yeah, call I'm not calling it luck. You sent the fucking message. Like, so many people wouldn't.
Yeah, but that was only because I was sending one to Neil because I was applying for fucking Untamed and I was talking to old mate at the same time. I was like, you want to see something new? And he's like, yeah, right. So that's that was. But anyway. I don't know. Fortunately, whenever I've been involved with him, I guess I've done well, so I keep getting the call back. So, I mean, that's where the... I don't know, hard work pays off, I guess, but...
What's that saying? It's like luck is where preparation meets opportunity?
Yeah, well,
luck is where the dick meets the lips.
Yeah, luck is where a lack of preparation...
That's right.
That's and a hatred of women. meets...
Mutual hatred of women. It helps. I knew it would get me somewhere.
Yeah.
I knew the patriarchy would have my back at some stage.
What was that first meeting like? I hate women. Do you hate women? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Come on a tour. Does his dick actually stink?
Oh, reeks. Tastes great, though.
It's crazy. It's like feta like cheese. It looks fucked, but it's actually pretty all right.
Tastes like money, though. That's what it's all about, yeah. No, it's very cool. It definitely inspires to fucking build it for yourself, though, because... Like,
yeah,
like
you can see
like
it.
I said, sorry?
You can see it, like, all, like, yeah, you could fucking make that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Put the work in.
Absolutely, so, yeah. Back to the fucking... Back to the drawing board for a while, see if we can get some of my own shit going, but, yeah. Nah, it's been fucking very cool getting to do it, so...
Yeah, man. Yeah, I think you got a very good opportunity there to grow your own shit.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Especially, like, 1,200 people, like, fuck... How else do you expose yourself to that many people?
Well, you go to an open mic, you stand up the
you
back.
You pull your dick out.
You fucking...
You go to State of Origin and run the field.
Yeah. You don't say anything to anyone. You just fucking stand there in your own world. And then you get up and you do 5 minutes and bomb. And you do that for 10 years straight. Yeah. And then you do that for 10 years straight.
I don't know if this
and then you start your own room.
I was going to say, I don't know if this is a general assessment of open mics or a target at someone. What's it? Can you elaborate, Mitch?
Nah, it's not targeting anyone. I'm just talking shit.
Just talking
shit. He's definitely targeting someone.
Yeah, for sure. That felt personal.
Yeah, he's got someone in mind.
Yeah, I got a few people in mind.
I was going to say, in fairness, you can tar a lot of people with that brush. So.
Yeah, that's half the fucking... It's half the comedy scene, unfortunately. Not here, though. Not Newcastle.
No, Newcastle's sick. It's funny, like... I don't know, because I haven't been at open mics or at the club for, like, I don't know, what, at least 2 months now, maybe three.
Mm.
And, yeah, as much as I'm going and doing these, like, insane fucking, you know, crowd sizes, a lot of the time I'm like, fuck, I can't wait to get back to the boys, eh? Like,
yeah.
Can't wait to get back to the club. Like, I think I'm there in mid-July, and I'm fucking heaps keen for it.
Yeah.
That's why the other night at the open mic, even though I wasn't on, I was like, hold on. The missus is home. I've got nothing to do. I'm going to go hang out with the boys for a bit. So
Yeah, Ben Cock blocked me. It was great.
Did he? What happened?
No, he didn't.
Oh, fucking.
He was like, he actually said to me, he's like, am I cock blocking you here? Do you want me to fuck off? And I was like, nah, bros before hoes, brother.
I said to him, I said, are you on the tune here? And he goes, nah. And I went, all right. Would have gladly fucked
very
off.
Good.
Yeah. I could have been. Could have made it happen, but no.
Who was it? Have I met him?
Backpacker.
No. Yeah. Backpacker. It's always a backpacker.
Yeah.
It's Ethan's type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone who they're not going to miss if they go missing.
That's right. The Malat of comedy. That's fucking... Yeah. What was he's fucking Ivan? No.
Ivan.
I was going to say it's close to Ethan, but fucking...
Yeah. Ethan Malat.
Mm.
Yeah. He killed my auntie.
Really?
Ivan Malat. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
He's dead now. Who's going to sue me?
You always have another story about Ivan Milat. Every podcast, it's just another fact. I've never heard that he killed your auntie.
Yeah, my auntie went missing in the 70s. That's when he was hunting around Sydney.
Right.
My uncle reckons it was him. So that I state that as a fact.
Hold on. Is this confirmed or
it's
is this
confirmed.
Like,
they never found
we got a lot of other ones.
Yeah, they never found
her. And how was your uncle's relationship with your auntie?
It was good until she went missing.
Yeah, sure it was. He just killed the bitch and blamed it on Ivan.
Imagine.
That's a great out. You were feuding with your wife at the time.
They didn't have fucking DNA evidence and all that stuff wasn't up to par.
Yeah, you could just get away with it back in the day.
You could just say it was Ivan back in the day.
Yeah, that's it.
I wonder how many murders he took for the boys. He took a couple for his brothers.
Did he?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. If you watch
which one is it? Richard or something?
Yeah, something. He used to live at Hilltop. That's where my ex-girlfriend lived.
No,
around the corner from him. It was funny. I was watching an Ivan Milat documentary.
You mean, yeah. Lucky for her, DNA evidence is up to scratch.
Yeah, I was watching.
Ivan wasn't kicking around when Mitch broke up with her. You took him into the state forest.
We had a fight once, and it was when I was moving to Wagga, so I had all my shit in there.
Mm.
And on the back seat, I had my my fucking container full of all my hunting knives and my swords and shit. And I was so mad that I got lost. So we're just driving around back streets, and she just looks at me, tears in her eyes, like, are you going to kill me? And I was like, what? She's like, you've got all your hunting knives in the back seat. And I was like, oh. I was like, nah.
No. I'm just delivering you to someone who will. I'm not incriminate myself here.
Yeah, I took her home after that. She blew me. It was good.
So what you're saying is you want to get a blowjob.
Yeah. you want a blowjob, you got to fucking...
So if Tanya's not putting out, Mitch just drives around the bush for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should put this one out there. This is how Mitch gets blown. He just puts the fear of death into people.
Fear of God. Yeah. Fear of meeting your maker.
Just takes him out in the bush and threatens to kill him. And
I threaten him with a good time, my friends.
It's amazing how after that, the blowjob seems like, yeah, less of an ordeal.
Yeah.
You know, I think I can get through this.
He does the Fight Club method. Like the gun to the head. She'll wake up in the morning, it'll be the best dick she's ever tasted. She'll just be happy to be alive.
It's just a bunch of women walking around being like, his name was Mitchell Joseph.
Mitch had bitch tits.
Codename Meatloaf.
Yeah, why don't you change your stage name to that, you fucking idiot?
Meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah, the loaf's dead. You can have it now. So,
yeah. Oh, fuck.
R.I.P. the loaf.
You could have changed your stage name to anything and you picked your middle name. I'm still upset about that.
Yeah.
And the fact that you probably didn't have to change it.
I didn't. Oh, so a couple of things, right? Got this fancy new job. It's going great. Love it. But yeah, changed my...
It's an escort service.
Yeah, it's an escort service. I blow old rich men.
Trafficking women.
You know, I just blow old rich men. They wanted someone who can fucking duck swallow. I was like, I'm your man. So...
duck swallow.
So anyway, I fucking... it's come out. One of the bosses knew from day one that I was a comedian, but didn't tell anyone. And then it come out in a meeting, so everyone's like, "Oh, it's fucking,
tell us a joke.
It's all good." But the one of the other bosses wasn't there, and I was like, "Fuck!" Like, I wasn't sure how he'd react. And I walked in, and he's like, "Hey, mate, come in the office." I'm like, "Oh, fuck, all right." He's like, "Why didn't you tell us?" I was like, "Oh, I just wasn't sure. Like, I read your contract, and there's like a thing in the contract, and..." All of this stuff. He's like, "What, you thought we were fucking gay?"
That's so good.
Yeah, I was like, "All right, sweet, they're cool.
Can I get a job there?"
Yeah. So
that's so funny. Then you thought we were gay.
Then they're like, they brought up our podcast when we were doing it, yeah. Like about us roasting fat chicks and stuff. That thing on TikTok.
Oh yeah,
fat women try harder.
Oh yeah, so we didn't get rid
we
of that
were
quick
on
enough.
Fat women's side. To be honest,
yeah, in fairness, on that one. I don't remember, but sure.
Yeah, we were on fat women's side on that one. So they brought that up, and I was like, oh, fuck, that was the one thing I was like, fuck, a little bit worried about and finding out about. Anyway, that was all good. Then we bring these clients in, and we're standing there in the hallway, and the dude's like, do I know you from somewhere? He's like, have we met before? And I was like... and my boss just looks at me like, yeah, have you met before? And I'm just like, oh.
Crowd worked in calling him fucking retarded or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, dude. So I fucking, so I'm like, oh, no, I've just got one of those faces. It's the glasses and the chins. And they're like, oh, okay, laughed and walked out. She's like, I even looked you up on Facebook. I couldn't find you anywhere. I was like, oh, thank fuck. Thank fuck. And they walked out, and the boss was like, one of those faces, eh? Just like, we're laughing. And then it all come back to me. It was recently they came to, I think, either the new material night or one of the open mics. And, like, I'd done my classic, oh, yeah, so you fingered him yet?
Oh, really? Yeah.
So is this a client we're talking to?
Yeah, right? Yeah, like a pretty... pretty like important client too.
Just asking him if his wife's put digits in his asshole.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
mate, if the boss is giving the green light. Yeah, mate.
I'm sitting in the office. He's like, so why do they remember you? I'm like, yeah, because I asked her if he fingered him. If she fingered him, he's like, looked at me like, what the fuck?
That's great.
You've got to shamelessly self-promote yourself.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, it is when you're trying to fucking close a pretty big deal. I was like, we wanted them as clients.
So I tell everyone fucking, as long as it comes up like fucking conversation, I don't just fucking open with, I'm a comedian, but if I'm serving cunts or whatnot, and they're like, you know, you're making general chit chat. And it gets around it.
What are you doing on the weekend?
Yeah. Mate, doing a gig.
I'm coming to talk about fucking my cock and how much I hate women in front of 100 people. What are you doing?
That's right.
Yeah.
See, I just assume most of our customers fucking know by now too. I had a bloke the other day, he's got like all these blokes who work for him, they all knew, and he turned up and he's like, "Are you a comedian?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "I fucking had no idea." And I'm like, "Fucking the six cunts who work for you have known for like 2 years." Like, I was just assumed everyone fucking knows by now.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm a shameless self-promoter.
Well, it works too, because how many gigs have you gotten? Like, we got that fucking, that RSL gig we did a couple of months back. You met those dudes from work, didn't you?
Which one was that fucking RSL fucking gig? Oh, the waterboard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a customer at work.
Yeah.
Who got that one. He asked me, you know, would I do it? And I'm like, yeah, here's your price. And he took it away and they were happy with it. That turned out to be a really good gig, actually.
That was fucking great. It was a good night.
The waterboard was sick.
50 yeah. people or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, we did the best of the setup we could. Didn't help that there was like the moat in between the stage and the front row.
But yeah.
Didn't matter too much though. Like they were yelling out and shit. They were a bit rowdy.
Yeah, for sure. I was surprised how good that was because I was like, when I was doing it, they're like going, oh, because I always tell places, I'm like, you got to do a ticket link. You don't do a ticket link. I'm not working with you.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like, stressing about it. They're going, oh, but we've got like a lot of oldies and that. And I'm like, I mean, take money out of the bar, that's fine. But like, yeah. And I was thinking, like, they're just catering to the fucking the old people here. Like, are we going to get a bunch of pensioners in here fucking and I'm going to have to eat shit for fucking 30-40 minutes at the end? Like, fucking what's going
on? Yeah.
But no, it turned out to be fucking really good. I was pleasantly surprised and really happy with that one. So
yeah,
you did a good job as MC too, dude. So.
Thanks, man. It was fun. It was closing that distance, just walking up to the front row and like doing all that shit.
100%, man.
Making everyone feel comfortable.
Well, actually, the Stroud gig we got
feel
this,
comfortable.
Which is crazy coming from me.
Oh, yeah, where have you put your fingers?
Yeah.
It's the only time Rich has approached people and they've felt more comfortable. Like the Stroud gig we got this weekend, I only got onto that through like Johnny Garnham, who's a customer at work kind of thing, and I did a delivery out to him and he was asking what's going on. I said, mate, I'm looking for venues, and he goes, oh, hit up the country clubs. So I was like, alright, so yeah, that's going to be sick. I think we're at 110 tickets at the moment. So wow.
Am I booked for that one?
You're the MC.
Is that this weekend?
It's this Saturday the 6th.
Let me double check. I got it in the fucking calendar.
You fucking peanut.
Nah, I'm joking. I better double check. I got it in the calendar.
I'm joking, but fucking he's going through his phone furiously. Yeah. Anyway.
I knew about it. I didn't have like the date. Out in Stroud gig. There we go.
Yeah, out in Stroud. Fucking Joel. Yeah, no, I reckon that's going to be a sick room. They've got a pretty good setup down there. So.
How many of us come?
Four.
Four of us, fuck yeah.
And we've got a green room too. It's just a kid's fucking toy room that's got a couch in it.
So. Perfect.
But, you know.
Does it come with a kid?
Yeah. That was part of my rider.
The Epstein rider.
I was like, we need a couch to fuck him on and some some toys for, you know, for him to play with once we're done. That's my rider.
Yeah. How about that fucking gig you did where they prepared the green room for you and you just weren't using it enough? One of the guys got grumpy at you.
Which one was that?
It was another fucking RSL gig. He was telling me. Oh, it's Clint. Fuck. Well, I was going to call him.
The only other one we had a green room for was East Cessnock.
Yeah.
And we used the fuck out of that green room.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just answer it. Fucking.
Nah, it might be, I don't know, maybe Mum's dead.
Can only hope.
Fucking Malat's got it from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
He's working through the family.
Yeah. I was going to call him on the way out here, and then I got sidetracked by McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Prioritizing McDonald's happens. Over your mum's health.
Yeah. I feel real bad if your mum's actually dead now.
Nah, well, I won't.
Do we need to pause?
You can sell that fucking unit.
Yeah.
Do we need to pause this, boys, and let fucking Mitch make a book?
It's all good. Right.
You can't drop my mum might be dead and then just fucking...
I haven't spoken to her in 6 months.
Your mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. She's been a bitch.
Something like that.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Fucking, she got cancer. I was like, that's it, I'm not talking to you anymore.
In her mind, that's how it went.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, how do you pick it up from fucking Mum's Got Cancer? Fucking.
Fucking. Mum's Got Cancer.
I lighten the mood, boys. Fucking Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
fuck.
Let's talk about your fat, not fat wife. Yeah. How's she going? She hasn't got cancer, has she? Fuck.
Yeah.
Please tell me 10 years in good health.
Yeah, she's all right.
All right, sweet.
She's fucking great.
No, it's a divorce.
She won't be after I get home, though. Oh, yeah.
Just get home, she's like, I've got cancer. You're like, well, it's been good. Fucking.
Yeah.
Straight out the door.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to her, Mitch?
Fucking throw around.
Throw around?
Fucking. She didn't do the dishes
again.
We're
going to practice. I didn't get to train with Dave today, so all this pent up energy I'm going to take out on a pussy.
Got a new lock you can do on it. Jesus Christ.
Well,
yeah.
Usually Dave eats your ass, so.
Fucking.
How is Dave going? I haven't seen Dave in fucking yonks. Is he still
going
open?
He went to the UK.
That's good.
For fucking 6 weeks, so he's just coming back.
I haven't asked him how his gigs went over there, have you?
Yeah, I have, because I actually care, because I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
He said not great. He did an open mic and he crashed another, like, music open mic.
Yeah, right.
He was busy with family and stuff like that. Okay. So,
he came back and I fucking made him eat a bunch of eggs.
Yeah, dude. That was fucking rough, dude. I was like, they smelt so bad in the front row.
The eggs?
Yeah.
They're boiled eggs. What do you expect?
Was this new material or?
No. Every time Dave comes on the talent show, he has to eat as many eggs as he can in a minute.
It's a running thing now. Okay. And every time he shows up, I'm going to have some fucking eggs for him. I don't care. I've got an egg budget for the fucking show. Yeah. It's great.
An egg budget?
Yeah. The most he's done is 4 in a minute.
That's not fucking bad.
Yeah. Boiled eggs.
So. I don't know if I could get through 4 in a minute.
I'll come on the talent show and find out. If you want up him, you get the crown, mate.
Nah.
You get to say the N-word if you wear it.
Fuck yeah. The Burger King crown. Yes.
I should get a Burger King crown for that
show.
You
should get a Burger King crown. That's
I'll give it to Taylor.
We've got a pretty good fucking group of new open micers coming up through at the moment.
Yeah, nice.
Give some good ones. Names. Fucking Dave Brooks.
Like, even though improved. We just mentioned how he ate shit everywhere he's gone lately.
He's great.
I like Dave.
He's improving heaps.
He started out pretty strong, I think, and then he fucking took a dip there for a while.
Yeah, he was going for the throat, like, in every joke he made.
Yeah.
Where it was like, fucking hell, dude, just, like, bring it back a couple of steps. And then he did. And then he started doing really well. We got fucking Clifford Wolf as well. Another fucking pretty strong open micer.
Yeah. Newy boy or?
Yeah, newy guy. Hugh's been working on some new material. I fucking noticed
more,
that
more puns.
At the stag. More puns. just like structuring his jokes a little bit better, I've noticed.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Some of that stuff. Fucking who else? Steve's fucking he's been fucking he writes a lot.
That's good. That's what you need.
Yeah. Yeah, so fucking shout out to those boys. And there's more. There's way more, but it's like I'm fucking useless with names and eye contact, so
the woman that heckled me at the show, she wants to do comedy.
Really?
Yeah, on the Tuesday, the one that was like, you need to go to therapy more. So I want to gear up to do it.
She wants to, or you want her to?
I want her to.
Right.
She wants to.
Oh.
But I also want her to.
Okay.
So that I can heckle.
So you can.
When she eats shit inevitably on her first try.
So you can make her think that you're like important in the scene and that she has to fuck you?
Yeah, so we can write together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to write together.
You predator.
Why don't you come around and we'll work on some bits?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
First, you got to work on
specifically my bits.
This bit's a bit short.
Yeah, we're going to do some throat work first. It's going to be good. It's a Mongolian throat singing, but with my cock in your
improv.
Mouth.
We're going to get silly.
Yeah.
This first game, we're going to pretend we're fucking
naked in bed.
I'm going to pretend I know how to fuck.
Yeah. I'm going to teach you how to handle the mic.
Yeah.
That's the most important skill in comedy is handling the mic.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. How many fucking locks you got sugar? On your door?
Just one.
Why not take
Adam's Ryan's? Not allowed on the pod because he's not doing comedy.
Yeah. You're banished.
Come back, Adam.
Adam, come back.
Fucking hell. That would nuke this episode, and we've had some good riffs so far.
Yeah, that'd bum us out.
So who's going to retire from comedy next? Who can we bully out of the scene next?
Not
the people
Adam.
You want to retire.
Adam bullied everyone else into leaving and then he quit.
Bullied himself into submission.
He's like, taken down enough people, it's time for me to take a break.
Kamikaze comedy. That'd be a great name for Ronan's special, Kamikaze Comedy.
Oh, dude. Just him doing Asian eyes.
Fuck yeah. Oh, I'd get to that.
That's something I've got to fucking Joel. I was like, oh man, this Flog Cabin episode's rough because I was there for the live episode, you know, with Hammo and the other two.
The other two?
Yeah.
The guy that's dressed like a dog stick.
Yeah.
That guy. The guy that looks like he's always in a fucking... You know those novelty, like, glasses with the nose and mustache?
Yeah. Groucho Marx. Yeah,
okay. He looks like a private dick.
Yeah. So funny, dude. I can't unsee it.
Now I can't.
It's insane.
Like, Mr. Potato Head.
If you wanted to dress up as him, red tracksuit and one of those, and you're fucking set. You're good to go.
We can all do it, too.
Yeah, just turn up at one of his shows.
Sit front row.
His show's next Friday at the Gal. We should all turn up in a retro
dress
suit
like that.
And Groucho Marx things. Just fuck with him.
Front row, arms crossed. Don't laugh at anything.
Yeah.
Fuck, that'd be a nightmare.
Where is it? All right. So I was like, yeah, they've been talking about porn for the first half an hour. Pretty sick. And Joel's breakdown was Hammo laughs at his own joke, pun, 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 pick on Whitcomb, pun, pilot ad, pun.
That's motherfuckers.
Sunday service is call the guest a hot boy, have a beer, count down to something being called gay, faggot is said, Brad takes 5 piss breaks, that's retarded, finish. And I was like, do ours. You have to do ours. Mitch forgets to book guest, Ethan organises guest. Small talk, slur, local comedy gossip, weekly recap. Mitch interrupts with autism, more slurs, guest gets offended. Guest then gets called a slur. New material. And Finn.
I've been called a slur once. What the fuck, Mitch?
I hit my quota with my wife at the start.
You're lucky this one's not on video because I would clip that for sure.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Yeah. No, I don't think it would have done well on the views.
No. All that fucking... All the stuff that's doing well lately is not stuff that we want doing well.
I know. It's not even funny. Yeah. It's just fucking getting lots of views.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
You should put out more than one clip per episode.
I did 2 on the last one.
Yeah.
And I've got 2 for the next one. But I've been, like, A-B testing. So putting out one that I think's funny that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And it does dog shit. And then I put out one where I'm like, oh, this the algorithm will like this. And it fucking does well.
Just clip, like, 7 of them. And then put one out every day.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Who's got time for that?
Just do 7
clips. This fucking cunt. What else has
you
got going on?
You don't have a job.
Fucking.
Ben's, you got no kids, no girlfriend. You're a fucking loser, mate. Do some clips.
You got nothing going on in life, cunt.
Don't talk to me about not fucking having time, cunt. It's fucking Jesus Christ.
Oh, mate.
Ben's been busy making whore clips.
That's right.
They get 200 views each.
They don't write themselves. No. They got 1,000. Thank you. One got 2,000. So there you go.
That's pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah.
It's better than any of my stand-ups done.
He's out of the 200 view jail on the whore clips. He's fucking...
Not on fucking TikTok, I'm not. Solid 46 on fucking TikTok.
TikTok doesn't like the whore clips?
TikTok doesn't like me in fucking general.
Yeah, dude.
I can imagine that it would not go well on TikTok.
Nah.
Those clips.
They hate me. I've got one that's got like 170,000 now, though.
Yeah.
So that was like the old Wiggles one I did way back in the day.
That was a good one.
I'm still picking up fucking followers from that video. So
yeah, well.
It's funny, you still get like some people like fucking having a go at me from it from time to time. So I'll log in like a month later. I'm like, yeah.
Can't even be bothered arguing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You should just write "you're gay" on all of those if you can't be bothered.
That's just how I'm going to start responding.
Yeah.
No, I love when I get like someone fucking having a go in the comments. Because like at the moment, and I remember I had one on YouTube and it was like, I put it up and it was like about some, I don't know, fucking meffed up trans person who's like identifies as a dragon and a threat and they're blue and they're like fucking got a split in their tongue and all this fucking shit. And I think I said like she looks like Avatar and meth or something like that. And some dude was like, oh, fucking, you can't talk. You're not fucking beautiful yourself. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm heaps beautiful. And I just kept going with it. It went from like 200 views to like 2,000 or something. And I got like, at the time, like 8 new followers down. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Because I just had like this string of fucking comments. He's like, you're ugly. I'm like, no, I'm not. And he just keep going. I was just like, nah, man. I was just deliberately fucking baiting him to comment more. I would love it.
Yeah. We had a few of those on the Steve video.
Dude, that dude was so fucking salty.
The Indian bodybuilder.
Oh, the Indian guy.
Yeah,
he's an Indian bodybuilder. He's calling us all ugly and stinky and shit.
Yeah.
Coming from you, cunt.
Yeah, you're in India. You don't have toilet paper over there. You wash your asses with your fucking bare hands, you fucking animal. Fuck off.
You all know Bobby doesn't listen to this. He's going to fuck you up.
Bobby lives in Australia. He's got toilet paper.
Their asses are a darker shade of brown.
I don't think that guy lived in India. I think he was just Indian.
No, of course. Yeah, he just identifies as Indian. He was doing brown face. It's a psyop, bro. They're trying to take us down, those motherfuckers.
But yeah, he was. He'd put a lot of work in, and he wasn't getting the views that he wanted.
It's because he does an A-B test. Fucking goddamn.
No. Like, you just keep throwing shit up, Mr. fucking
goddamn Fagwas.
Mr. fucking Singh, whatever the fuck your name is. Pretty safe bet it's Singh, but yeah, I don't know. I love getting fucking comments where people are like, no, you're fucking using that. Because you can just respond to them and they keep going.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't actually care. I'm literally just commenting so that you'll comment. So that keeps driving the fucking algorithm. Like, that's the only reason I'm fucking doing this. I don't.
Yeah,
it's you're not changing my opinion on anything. Like,
you bait people online by just saying something that's fucking wrong, and then they will correct you.
Yeah, Brooke falls up for it all the time.
Like saying that you're saying you're beautiful. This is clearly false information, but I'm running with it.
Yeah, it's great. Brooke falls for it all the time. She's constantly commenting on shit. Like, you know, fucking leave women alone. I'm like, no.
Who's that?
Brooke.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brooke will take the bait.
Yeah. It's like, you know who I actually am. Like, you know, fucking, this isn't fucking real, but every time.
She doesn't do comedy anymore. She's in a band.
Yeah, well, maybe when it doesn't work out for me, I'll join a band.
Yeah.
Dust off the guitar and see how it goes.
The Bad Sausages.
There's no such thing as a bad sausage, mate.
Well,
day old Big Mac. That's what I'm calling
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Those things are like, they're not fucking cutting edge at all. They're fucking, honestly, probably pretty hack. But at the end of the day, you're like, I just kept seeing like all these fucking OnlyFans fucking shillers on my feet. So I'm like, well, let's use that and just twist it around. Like, fucking, I'll use hot women as fucking views. Like,
Yeah.
It's not going terribly, so.
It's going pretty terribly, let's be honest. It's not going great. But I think that you could, there's definitely something there.
Yeah.
Like reaction videos and stuff like that.
100%.
Yeah.
It's just about throwing shit up there and fucking seeing what sticks.
Maybe make it funny instead of just calling them a horse.
No, that is the funny part. Do you like them?
Maybe a bit more, a bit more fucking, I don't know, creativity. Well,
what hook would you use?
For that video, I don't know. Just maybe fucking say something about what she does for work, or like fucking.
That's what we do afterwards.
Why don't you try and defend her?
I did one. in relation to fucking Brooke's last message, I made another one. And I'm like, this is the exact type of woman I want my daughter to grow up to emulate.
You made a positive one?
Yeah.
How many views did that get?
I don't know.
Was that the 2000 one?
No, the 2001 was the one before. It was like half of what the one before was.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I don't know. That was a couple of weeks ago now, too. So, I don't know what's sitting at the moment, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, I don't know. At the end of the day, fuck him. Like,
yeah, do what you want.
Pretty much.
That's it. It's like, just fucking do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
And fuck everyone else. Literally, fuck them. They talk back.
I'm trying to think of, like, creative ways you can make that video fucking better. And I've just been on this...
Hotter chick.
Get a hotter chick.
Buttholes.
You should do trans women.
Trans
women. Yeah, dude, yeah. They're big at the moment.
Yeah, about how you
fuck. Yeah, because they're guys.
Yeah.
They're killing it. Yeah, so be positive. Actually, go on the ones with the women and be like, you'd be better if you were trans.
Yeah. You know what would make this better? A dick.
How many of them are out there? Because Mitch, I always send them to Mitch, all these trans beauties. And he's like, nah, that's not real. That's a chick.
I found one. They've started fucking advertising through like car crash channels and stuff like that. Have you noticed?
No.
It's like,
I fucked your algorithm real bad.
Yeah. No. It was.
No, he's right. I used to follow a page called How Stuff Works.
Yeah.
And it just turned into fucking like literally you're seeing like pussies. Yeah. It just was woman after woman just pulling down her pants and like somewhere and like literally showing you a pussy. And I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, how does this one, like I thought they'd cut off before there. But,
I still don't know how this stuff works. You haven't explained it.
Yeah, you still haven't explained how this works. But yeah, I think he got his page back or something. He was like, I got hacked fucking. Yeah, I think it's going back to normal now. But yeah,
they pay. They pay for it. Like those fucking OnlyFans models pay that page. Yeah.
But Gary the Goat dude sold his fucking page because it had like a million followers on it. And he just sold it to some company that... uploads pictures of hoes.
Fuck yeah.
It was nice. Like celebrity, like not nudes, but like just celebrities in like bikinis and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, we all have an end goal now. Get big enough to sell our
dude.
Fucking
someone offers us 10K for your joking. Fucking oath.
Yeah. Keep dreaming.
Just make another one.
Yeah. And it was like, no.
No, it's my 100 followers. Yeah, someone offers money, yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I don't know, I'm just waiting for my camera to show up so I can actually start filming shit again because my phone's just gone to fucking shit.
Yeah.
Just glitches fucking heaps, so you'll be filming and then just goes whoop whoop and you're like, fuck, that is so annoying.
Nah, dude, this is Chinese government shutting you down.
Yeah, that's what it is. Fucking Xi Jinping.
It's the militant left coming for you.
So who?
It's the militant left. They're coming for you.
Yeah, they'll do that. They're fucked with the camera settings on my phone.
Yeah.
Well, joke's on them because I'm getting a camera now. So I'm hoping that's here by Stroud because I want to try to film that. But we'll see how it goes.
So camera you get?
I don't know. I'm getting it bought for me. I think it's a DJI fucking something or other.
Yeah.
I've got a sponsor in a way. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, Cloud's Hotbox on the fucking Central Coast. If you want fucking... I don't know, whatever the fuck they sell. they can do fucking prescription marijuana. That's pretty cool, so.
Yeah?
Yeah. And they got an online store and all that bullshit, so.
They want to sponsor us?
No.
He does weed, does he?
He can. They can do the prescriptions for it.
What's their name, sorry?
Cloud's Hotbox.
Cloud's Hotbox. It sounds like a medicinal marijuana thing.
Mm.
So he does other prescriptions?
Meth. Fucked about it. I mean, I haven't looked that far into it.
Oh, tobacco shop. Longevity.
There you go.
Fuck yeah. Do they sell meth pipes?
Maybe. I don't know. I never walked in
they
there.
They might do amyl nitrate for your butthole. Ooh,
I don't need that.
It's loose.
So once I get that, then I'll start fucking pumping out some fucking online shit again. But
yeah.
Until then, I'm just like, I'll just wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, why not? No, that'll be good.
I've been doing these fucking mushroom things.
Is this like just in your spare time or is this on?
No. So it's called Micro, M-Y-C-R-O. Check them out. They sell like extraction shit.
Fuck, we're giving them a free plug, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Fuck these cunts.
They're fucking, dude. I've
emailed them and asked them to sponsor the pod.
We're gonna do then. We'll talk. We're gonna do a free one.
No.
So I've been doing.
No, we're not. I'm going to talk over you the whole time.
No, no, keep doing ads until they like pay you to stop.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Yeah, yeah. Mitch this is like, I've been doing these mushrooms. It's helping my brain.
I've been taking lion's mane and it just fucking, just keeps you, you know how you have that 2 o'clock fucking slug, like where you just like slow right down? Don't get any of that.
Yeah, right.
It's fucking sick. Put it in my coffee in the morning. Makes me feel slightly healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been taking lion's mane, and now I've noticed my wife's getting fat.
My attention levels are through the roof. It was just slipping by me before.
I didn't even mean to. It was one of those respond before I think fucking things.
Oh, shit.
Poor Tanya.
You're in it now.
I'll tell her after.
It's the name of the podcast, Tanya's Let Herself Go.
Shit.
I'll just turn my mic off accidentally then. But
yes.
I don't know if it makes a difference. Let's see. Can I still talk into this? Oh, yeah, it does. There you go.
What are you fucking around with?
Oh, the switch on the mic.
Does it make a difference?
Yeah, it does. It turns it off.
This is a science podcast now.
I think we tested that on episode 3 or 4 when we all forgot to turn our microphones on.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Hello? What's
bam,
that?
Bam, 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 bam,
is that Hellhead? Bloke. Oh, bloke in a bar. Look, it's Hellhead.
That is a gay sounding fucking drink.
Bloke.
Yeah.
It's only
sucked down a couple of blokes.
It's only the most popular fucking podcast in Australia. But anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Can't win, mate. Hey, we might get a bit of traction from it.
Yeah, fuck.
It can't hurt.
Fucking honestly.
Hell. Yeah, huge beer, huge podcast.
They're anyway, fucking, we've got to start saying dude heaps because someone just cracked a fucking beer into the mic, dude.
Dude, I love when people have
that's
beers.
So gay, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
Beers are all delicious. Every single one.
Dude, I just love fucking beers, dude. They're the best.
Yeah, dude.
Dude cast.
How many dudes per episode do you reckon on the Sunday service?
DPE. Yeah. What's your DPE, bro?
Let's go to the over-unders on like 100.
Yeah.
Ours would be fucking for sure. There's too many fuckings.
I've got a big problem with
fucking
that.
Fucking pod.
Yeah.
That's a great adjective. It just leads you into everything.
I got a problem with on stage, I'll say, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was how you got your nickname.
Yeah.
What was it?
Oh, I was wondering how that came about.
Yeah. He said
yeah,
exactly.
Dude, fuck. Yeah, dude, fuck.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude, man, fuck. Yeah. He said exactly that on stage.
That's your
I
new
lost
name
my then. Shit. I was like, yeah. I can't believe those words just came out.
I had this chick come up to me after a show. She's like, yeah, dude, fuck yeah. I was like, God damn it.
She was roasting you, was she?
Yeah, she was.
Damn.
Fucking little hottie.
That's better than the women I have come up to me after sets. In fairness, I've only had one. So.
Yeah. Better than them coming to your workplace the next day.
Yeah, well, that's true. Fucking sure, just get my phone out. You two cunts are just sitting here on your phone in the
moment.
How about his fucking.
But I think we got it. But yeah, he's just. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about just going that both of you are fucking just on your phone and I'm just sitting here? You want to hop on? Right? Yeah, I'll come talk to you, Ronan. Yeah. These boys are done with me.
I'm looking up my notes of the episode. Anyone working on any new bits, Ethan?
Yeah, I was thought this the other day. Did you do a bit about how kids are soft these days?
Yeah.
But did you ever mention that like it was better back in the day when kids were hard?
No, I kind of...
Like, why are all these people complaining that kids are soft?
Well, no, while I've been on the road, I've been going like, you know, we all agree that fucking the kids are too soft. And yeah. Brad's like, yeah. And I'm just like, you know, insert town name, be like, you guys like firm, hard. erect kids and like, no.
I thought you were doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
That's exactly the fucking bit I wrote last week as well.
It is not.
Yeah. Of
course. Ethan's like, I don't like your whore stuff, but when you talk about the kids getting hard, that's sick.
Yeah. I'm talking about
I don't give a shit about your whore stuff. It just looks like you're doing the same thing over and over. And
I was talking about how
it's easy.
As a society, we've agreed to stop hitting kids, but we all wish we were still hitting kids collectively. we've stopped doing it, but fuck, we wish we could.
And so I was kind of doing a bit at one stage, but it was like something I was working on where it was like, whenever I found a teacher in the crowd, I was like, you know, you cunts always like want raises, you're always striking and shit. It's like, what if I gave you 10 grand less? But you can hit the kids again. Like, how good would that be if they didn't know that they got negotiated too? And they're like, fucking, you're a faggot, sir. And you start fucking swinging at them. And they're like, oh.
Oh, no.
It's funny how kids, like, always throw sir on the end.
Yeah.
Actually, I ran two new bits at the open mic on Tuesday.
Mm. How'd you go?
Well, it was all right.
Yeah.
It went better than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Self-defense joke's good.
Yeah. Been doing that one for a bit, but I did this whole bit about having a kid to an alcoholic and like how I'd have to like convince her to have a water birth at home in case it comes out mongoloid and I can just hold it under the water. Because you can't just fucking hit them in the head with a brick when they come out.
Throw them off a cliff like in Sparta.
Yeah. You used to be able to be like, oh, this one's obviously fucked. Let's just fucking get rid of it.
Yeah, dude.
Actually, there was like one chick that was really fucking laughing hard at that.
She was into it.
Yeah, you could tell she'd had an abortion.
Hell yeah.
She said during the break, though, she's like, I like dark material.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was right.
It got fucking dark. Yeah. And then I told her a bit about how... my dad went all around Australia and then came back and I'm like, oh, what wisdom do you have to fucking bestow upon me, Dad? You've been all around Australia. What have you learned? He's like, fuck the Abbo stinking Alice Springs. I was like, holy shit.
It didn't go bad. It didn't go bad.
People were like, oh my God, that is wild. I'm like, yeah, I'm not good at comedy. I'm not good enough to make that funny. That's just the most insane thing.
If you blow up, you're like, he said it, not me.
Yeah. It was fucking wild. Because, yeah, he came back and I heard him in the lounge room. He's like out on the phone. He's like, yeah, they fucking stink. And they're, oh, they've fucking got all these diseases and stuff. He's like, yeah, your mother smelt them in the. Yeah, Nat smelt them in the supermarket. She nearly threw up. She had to leave the aisle. I'm like, oh, what is he talking about? And she's like, oh, yeah, the Aboriginal people.
Oh, fuck.
Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ. Insane. That's yeah. That apparently there's a lot of rape that goes on out there.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and machete attacks.
Yeah.
Well, those two go hand in hand, don't they? So
yeah, well, if you can't have one without the other.
That's it, one leads to the other. Like if you've got the machete.
Yeah, stab capital of the world.
If you've got a machete and no women.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, apparently there's a lot of STIs kicking about around there.
Yeah, there would be.
So, anyway, that's what we get for voting no.
Yeah, because that would have fixed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm trying to write a...
Take this school book instead of that machete. See how that goes.
Yeah. Trying to write a bit about how it's hard not to be a creepy guy. Like... not like stare at women and fucking ogle them and stuff because biologically it's kind of what we're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's harder now because have you noticed in the last few years people are actually getting better looking? Like, I don't know.
I think you're fucking.
It's probably the side the effect of growing up in Taree as well.
Yeah, no. Because Yeah,
because I think like...
The older you get, the lower your bar gets, so...
Nah, it's definitely not that. People are definitely getting prettier on the whole.
Okay.
Yeah. So because, what's your excuse makes sense. Then? It makes sense because...
you haven't gotten prettier?
like hot people get with hot people And like the tens get with tens, and those people have fucking children who are even prettier.
Mm.
And then that's how it goes. Anyway, so I'm making the point that like it's harder now not to be a creep than it's ever been. Like it would have been way easier back in the 1200s when women were fucking wildebeests. Just fucking, you know how easy it is not to fuck a woman who smells like a toilet.
Like, yeah, but you also smell like a toilet.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's fine.
You get India.
Men, yeah. easier to fuck a woman when she smelled like India.
Yeah, there's a billion of them. They're not fucking having any dramas fucking these toilet women.
Oh, fuck.
They're cutting deals for them and everything.
All right, that's the most insane thing we've said. That's wild. You got to do that now. You got to do that on stage.
There you go.
Literally the end of this episode and the podcast. The podcast itself.
Yeah.
I think every episode I come on, you're like, this is the end. This is
the end. Yeah,
it's just the beginning, brother. So
where were you going with it, though? It's just
which is just it's way easier.
You're struggling not to fucking leer at women, is what basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's my autism. I can't make eye contact, so I just stare at their tits.
Fair enough.
I did it accidentally once, just fucking because I will make eye contact and then I look down as a habit.
Yeah,
it's like that, and I made eye contact with this one and look straight at her tits. I was like, fuck, why did I do that?
Women wear low cut tops so that you can fucking have a good
I know, but you're still not supposed to. They want to go out and they only want the hot dudes looking at them. They don't want the little fucking gremlins like me staring.
I was at Kmart yesterday and I was like, Sheila walked past me and I saw like her shirt and I was like, oh, what's that shirt say? But then I was like, no, I can't look at it because I'm just going to be looking.
Because she was 12.
She said she was 12.
What's her shirt say?
It says juicy.
Fuck.
It was like, I don't know, it was like a band or something. And then I was like, oh,
the Wiggles.
The Wiggles. And I was like, oh, I wanted to know what it was, but I was like, I can't fucking look at that because fucking you're going to be looking straight at
her tits. At
tits. She didn't have tits yet.
What was the shirt? It was bluey.
Fucking hell. All right. I think we're done here. We've got 3 minutes left. We're not going to top dunking on India and then Ben looking at a 12-year-old's tits in the shops.
I'll give you the joke I'm working on.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
So, it's about Jack once again. Yeah. And he's talking about he goes to an autistic school, whatnot. And he had to change schools. And he made this kid friend. And they're like, they're fucking two peas in a pod. They're not all the fucking same shit.
Yeah.
And I picked him up from school one day and I'm going, hey, how's school? And he goes, oh, good. No, wait. No, it was bad. What happened, bro? And he goes, oh, I'm not friends with Dylan anymore. I said, you're not friends with Dylan. Like, you guys love each other. Like, what's going on? And he goes, oh, Dylan told me I was cute. And I was like, oh, mate. That's a good choice because it sounds like Dylan's a bit of a faggot, to be honest. And he goes, oh. Yeah, because that wasn't the whole story, though. He goes, oh, and also, Dylan said, I like, I don't know their names, fucking Jessica, and really, I like Emily. And I was like, oh, does Emily like you? He's like, yes. And I was like, oh, is Emily your girlfriend? He goes, yes. And I was like, do you kiss Emily? He's like, I would never kiss Emily. And I'm like, well, mate. Sounds like you better make up with Dylan because you're acting like a bit of a faggot. It's so good. He's like, he's at that age where he's like, he's interested in girls, but he has no idea why or what to do or anything. So I just imagine him rocking around school like autism powers, just like, do I make you horny? Like, his whole Riz game is just random facts. He's like, the T-Rex is as big as a school bus. Like,
and so's my dick.
So's my dick.
Oh yeah, that'll go.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right.
Plus I get to say faggot, so it's fun.
Yeah. All right. You can catch us the 24th, I'm guessing, will be the Shelshy Bits, but I'll message the thing. And we'll fucking make sure that that's booked in.
What a plug.
Man, we're pretty cruisy in this fucking part of the world, mate. We're just fucking...
You're fucking merging into that couch. Fusing with the couch there, mate.
Fuck yeah.
I've never seen a more comfortable man.
I'm just hoping someone like you will come sit on me.
Well, I've got to go. I've got to get man to sit on. I've got to go ride Mitchell's face.
Yeah, fuck yeah. All right, see you, boy.
Bye.